Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 278. Spotlight on DC Comics Wonder Woman Rebirth number one, circa 2016. I forgot to put that on here. I'll put this on here now.
This will be an echo-free episode.
Let's hope so. Let us hope so, because I'm to the point, and if can't get it lined out, I'm going to have to start investing on some really fancy studio equipment, because I'm...
No. No. We don't do fancy around here.
We're not fancy at all.
Fancy-free.
Fancy-free
and footloose.
Yes, exactly.
Sorry.
No, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman Rebirth. There was a lot of hype about this when it was announced that Greg Rucker was going to be on that, because he is known for his strong female characters. I'm a big fan of his. Several different things that he has done. This should be... I mean, you know, I liked the first issue. It just after that it's a little on the slow. And just a little bit of info. Oh, by the way, I'm Chris Mosby, if you've never been here before.
I've been here before. I knew who you were.
Oh, okay.
For me, though, was it?
No. Every podcast could be the first podcast. So, you know, you gotta get that in there.
Wait a minute. You should send that line to DC. But yeah, anyway. This is Caleb Gerard with the smart-ass comments, which I will cut back a little bit on.
Don't do that. That's what would keep you here.
Maybe not. Apparently not. Be an asshole. I mean, whatever.
And this is Murray Fox hanging out.
Sweet.
Mic drop.
So, anyway, like I was saying, this is kind of a different way of doing things. So, instead of doing like a year of... year one or year zero like Batman did before Rebirth, or doing just the present thing, Mr. Rucka had decided, and DC went for it, because it's kind of an interesting gimmick. I'm not sure if it's working out that well, considering I don't think any of us read this now.
No, I do.
It got better? Well, I need to get back into
better.
It, because I love Rucka's work. Yes. I need to get back into it. I think I've got several issues I've already bought and just not read. You know, I don't have anything going on right now, so I'm a little bit behind. Anyway, what they did was this Rebirth issue starts a retelling of her origin. And it's in the middle. It goes back and forth of that and present day. And that's what exactly the comic starts doing. So the number one issue was the first of year one, and then they switched to, or was it the other way around? I don't know. But anyway, every other issue is a different artist and a different storyline. Or the two,
well,
one of two storylines. Why don't you you explain it, Caleb? Okay, all right.
You're doing pretty good. It's just that the odd issues are... set in basically retelling year one, and the even issues are set in a current storyline where she is, you know, she's established in man's world and so on and so forth.
So that's never been done with her. So
what?
A year one thing with her, I think.
No, and it's funny. I mean, us, the three of us, and our two listeners, we all know Wonder Woman's origin, like, backwards and forwards. I mean, it's not an unknown story, and he is taking advantage of that. He's going in, like they've done many times over at Marvel, he's going in those moments between the moments that we've seen.
Right.
Like Byrne did on that Spider-Man series many moons ago. Sort of the in between, and I think who did the X-Men one that was like that as well, where it was
year
basically,
one,
yeah, no,
first class,
one,
first class,
first class. That was it. Thank you. Yes, again, the between between the panel stories.
Yeah.
Joe Casey did that a couple of times with Avengers stories, and it's good. I mean, because again, you know, the amount of time that these books cover, which is usually about 5 to 7 years. I mean, whatever the rolling timeline is now, is it 7 years or? It's a lot of stuff to have.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff to have happen.
Up to that, yeah, I believe you're right.
So there's quiet moments, or there's moments that we don't see, and there he's exploring that here with his first year on Wonder Woman. They just wrapped up the one of the storylines, and they're one-ish. I think this upcoming week they'll be wrapping up the other storyline and moving on to. And they're going to keep doing that. I think he's going to keep going to past, present, past, present, past, present. I don't know how long they can maintain that, but he's lucky enough to have Nicholas Scott doing one of the storylines. And who's doing the other one? Is it Clark? Is he doing the other
one?
No, Liam Sharp.
Liam Sharp, thank you.
Yeah.
He's doing the other. So you couldn't ask for two better, more appropriate artists on Wonder Woman, except for... what's his name doing the covers? But that's a...
that's a whole nother story.
Yeah. I liked his covers, actually. Mm-hmm. That's just me. Yeah. Anyhow, that's the scoop. Greg Rucka, you know, mm-hmm. of... I would say, yes, Wonder Woman past fame and Captain America fame and a couple of
indie
books.
What's that one he does... that I really liked. I can't think of the name of it real. Oh, well, he did the Stumptown. That's probably one of my favorites in the last 10 or so years. He's the one that came up with the new Batwoman's origin, which I think they're going to...
Oh, right. Yeah.
I mean, it was a Detective Comics, and the storyline was called Elegy, wasn't it? No.
Yes, and he was.
Yep.
Something like that. Anyway.
Yeah, he's the one who said... yes, there are lesbians in the DC universe.
Yes, but they can only be in that book, though.
Yes, that's right. and they can only be bat. They can only be bat universe characters.
Exactly.
Even if
yes.
they're not in that book, they can't have a super lesbian or
a wonder
lesbian. Although what is the big controversy
that's the big controversy that came out of this that establishes that, gosh, she's bisexual.
Yes.
Which,
or as the kids like to say nowadays, gender fluid.
Okay, I'll take that. I didn't know the kids were saying that.
Get so, kids.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I don't think anybody that's read comics was very... that really wasn't a big deal, was it? To anybody. I don't think anybody had... I think there was less of a stew about that than her going with pants for 5 minutes before the other.
Probably more. There's probably more fan fiction about her being bisexual or lesbian than perhaps even in canon stories. All the fan fiction out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Wonder Woman getting busy with Batgirl or getting busy with Batman or Batman and Batgirl.
So. Mm-hmm. You betcha.
Sorry.
No, it's cool. Yeah, and it kind of, I mean, it hints around, and then pretty much it's a lot more blatant later on that the Cheetah character, her alter ego and her might have been involved at one point. So.
Yeah, and again, they don't say it, and whatever he has said online has not made it to the comic book blatantly yet.
Yeah.
And you know, but when they can put the word fuck and the word asshole in comic books, I think two women kissing is going to be just fine.
I don't even understand how that could even be a big deal at all, to tell you the truth, but that's just me. Anyway. So Yeah.
You're not a Trump supporter, so.
This is true. Exactly. Oh, yes. There we go. It's out there.
You're anti-Brexit. I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. What's the Canadian version of all that, Murray? I have no idea.
Of Brexit?
A Brexiter being a Trump supporter. There's got to be a Canadian version of that. A misogynistic, jingoist.
A douchebag? Douchebag?
I think, I don't know. Maybe the closest is like the Quebec separatists, but that's like, that's barely an issue nowadays.
All right, then.
So they're going to take their fromage and stomp out of the country.
If they had their way, but that's, yeah, that's hardly, that's more like a 80s, 90s concern than a nowadays concern, I think.
Oh, well.
All right, then.
So it's true. You all are just incredibly nice and mellow up there.
Yeah, man, it's like,
hunky-dory.
It's like, what are you all mad about? What's the deal here?
Oh, I think we get what the deal is.
Oh, okay.
There's no puck and no stick involved. Why are we being upset?
Hey, yo.
Totally.
Where's the damn Molsons? Come on.
You hoser.
Molsons. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. I know. See?
Oh, dear.
I can be just jingoistic as the next person. All
right. Let's see here. Okay, so who wants to cover this one?
One of you two should, because you're both fans of Ruckus 1, 12, and 9.
You go for it, because right. I'm less of a fan.
Okay, I will do it.
You like his old run. I apologize. I thought that you had enjoyed his original.
No, I did. I reread it and enjoyed it. But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, no, I enjoyed it.
This is not a lightning strikes twice situation for you.
Yeah, and what I liked about this when I read it was, and they continuing to do this, they're not, like in previous reboots, poo-pooing on everything else that's happened previously. They are, at the very least, acknowledging it, that it had happened. If not, I'm not sure how far they went with this, but anyway... so we see.
Oh well, that's actually the big deal of what happened in the last issue, and it, not to get too spoilery, but
yeah,
he directly addresses the fact, you know, that whole run, the New 52 run, where she was the God of War and all that. He,
mm-hmm. Oh good,
head on takes it on, and then
awesome because that needed to be done.
Takes a sledgehammer to everything.
Nice. Awesome. Okay, yeah. Good deal.
Not just the New 52, but he takes a sledgehammer to her pre-crisis or pre-New 52, her old post-crisis. I mean, just boom, and it all shatters. It's a Superboy punch to reality.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I definitely need to get back in then. Because I feel like I've neglected Wonder Woman over the years, and, you know, she needs to have some attention.
Which is why she's working both sides of the tracks.
Yay! There you go. It's all my fault.
Go for it. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
No. Okay, since this is Wonder Woman is narrating, and you kind of see it, it's in the black with pictures interposed, something's happening in my memory. The story keeps changing. Then you see a picture of...
Side boob,
yeah. Which, you know, it's... her mother, but she's got black hair in that picture, asking the gods for a child, and of course, you know, Themyscira is all women, so, you know, that unless you have magic, there's no kids being born, since they're all immortals and all that. So it shows the original, if I'm not mistaken,
from clay.
Yeah, she was made of clay. The queen had sculpted, and I never could say her name right. Is it Hippolytia or something like that?
Hippolyta.
Yeah. Oh, what now? Say it again. Hippolyta?
Hippolyta.
Okay. The Queen H is, she sculpted. The Queen. She sculpted a baby and asked the gods for a boon, and they made the baby come to life. And the New 52 version of it is a blonde-headed Queen H falls in love with this guy that was really cool, and come to find out, it was Zeus. So, so she's half god in that version.
And she's a demigod.
Yeah, so one way, demigod. One way or the other, Into paradise there was born a daughter, and the queen named the princess Diana. The world, never having seen her like before, called her Wonder Woman. And now we're in present day, and she's in the, which I don't, I think that's still a New 52 outfit, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the New 52 version.
So anyway, she's doing the bracelets and bullets game with some bad guys, and she starts kicking her buttocks. And
God, Matthew Clark is great.
Yeah, that's really some good stuff. Yeah. And you can, it made her taller and everything, because that's when sometimes they forget that she's supposed to be an Amazon. So anyway, you got some nut jobs with guns. They're taking people hostage, and she doesn't like that. And something new you never seen before, which kind of fits some of the earlier, you know, somewhat bondage theme for the Golden Age Wonder Woman. The lasso's, she uses it like a whip, and it even looks like a whip. And she cracks some bad guy across the face, so he can't shoot the chick that he was holding hostage. Probably, you know, yeah, it's a prostitution ring of probably white slavery she busted up. That's what's going on. I remember being that wonderment awe, that the name they gave me spoke of admiration. Perhaps it did once, but the story keeps changing, and that's what's going on in the background. Yeah, it looks like it's strip club kind of thing. That's not what they call
it. It's a very subtle strip club, the Triple X.
Yes, Triple X there. Very young women.
Ooh, what could be going on in there?
Exactly.
Perhaps it's the next Vin Diesel movie. Who knows?
Yeah, true. That's not what they mean when they call me Wonder. Not anymore. Perhaps not ever. It's their word, not mine. They wonder. What is that? How can such a woman exist? Who is she? And it shows her gliding off, because if I remember correctly, she never could fly. It was always gliding. I don't know if that's changed or not. Now she's back to her apartment. The truth is, I no longer know. The truth matters, or I think it does. And she's putting the lasso on the chair, and then there's the God of War's helmet, which she inherited from the previous run because she killed him. But that seems wrong.
Well, there he is. Yep.
Yeah. Should matter. It should matter a great deal. Or perhaps it shouldn't. The story keeps changing. This is the helm of the God of War. Worn by Ares. Worn by me. I think I am the God of War. Yet I think that cannot be true. War. The first casualty of war is truth. And so they're going back and forth showing stuff of her growing up. Once a daughter was born to the queen of the Amazons, and as the Amazons do not age, she was the daughter of them all. They loved her and taught her all that they knew, sharing their knowledge and wisdom. But she knew she was different, but that was not the cause for shame, but celebration. Or, she was but one child among many, yet viewed with suspicion and scorn, mocked for being less than her sisters, called unnatural, of no mother, made from clay. She knew she was different and was made ashamed, and she did not believe her home was paradise. And then we go switch back, and then paradise was breached for the first time in millennia. The dying sailor brought by the gods to their shores, or an unwitting herald with a dire message. The Ares would break his chains to unleash madness upon all the world. Even the walls of paradise would crumble, and the Amazons too would drown in the God of War's unending frenzy of blood. So basically what they're doing is he's showing snippets of the two different versions of her origin, the New 52 and the original.
The Perez version anyway.
Okay. That's right. She was turned into clay at the end of the crisis, and then she was reborn. That's right. I'd forgotten all about that. That's where that came from.
Issue number 12.
Okay. Yeah. So they're talking back and forth. Some of it is the same. She bested others in a... Okay, let's go back here. Mescria would choose a champion to return the sailor home, the one that was the Steve Trevor thing. He ends up on the island. Yeah, he crashes there during a skirmish, and So, you know, somebody's got to be worthy to take him back for Man's World. And even though she was forbidden, she joined into She joined into the contest and won, and was ended up taking him back. And then everything changed. She continues, everything keeps changing, like the story. No, my story. It shows her crushing Ares' helmet. Shouldn't have been able to do that. This is the helmet of a god, and unbreakable as anything crafted by Hephaestus. As unbreakable as the Golden Perfect, which I assume that's what the Golden Lasso is called now.
Yeah.
The first casualty of war is truth, and the truth does matter. It used to be the only thing that mattered. Yeah, I mean, one time she was the goddess of truth, if I'm not mistaken. That was a burn thing.
Yeah. Really?
Oh. Yeah. She was out, and then her mother was Wonder Woman for a while. They were trying to explain why Wonder Woman was in the Golden Age and all that stuff. But anyway, there's a whole time travel thing. Yeah.
Huh.
And then that's where that abomination, who is Donna Troy thing came up in the Wonder Woman books. She was a temporal clone or some weird crap like that.
God. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was nasty. Okay. It used to
Burn screen with continuity once again to accommodate his own
ego. So, okay, she is tying a little bit more of that bondage subtext that was in the, hey, now, if you ever looked at those Golden Age things, dude, seriously. Her power, was gone when she was bound. I mean, yeah. Anyway, so she's wrapping the magic lasso, or the Golden Perfect, whichever you want to call it, if that's actually what she was talking about. She is wrapping it around her arm, trying to ask herself she's asking herself some questions. Who am I? And she says out loud, Wonder Woman. Then dialogue, no more, the whole truth. You're Diana, princess, daughter of 10th queen of the Amazons. I'm not going to try. Very well. What am I? She thinks to herself. You are many to many, peacemaker and warfighter, supplicant, aspirant, penitent, the true friend and the boon companion, the trusted soul and the truth speaker, and you have been deceived. Oh, wait a minute. Who has done this and why? I am a fool. I've been made a fool. So now she smashes this mirror and you see snippets of previous universes. Previous versions of her. It's like there's her mother dying back in the, and then, you know, her and Superman flying and some kind of weird thing with Medusa. And yeah, I think it's several different versions there.
Yeah, because an easy way to tell is some of them Superman has pants, has underwear, and some of them he doesn't.
Yes, that's a good point. Very good point. Yes, I see that one right there. Okay, good deal. We could try to go through and figure that which one was out. The other one I really recognize is when her mother died, and that was after that whole World's at War thing. Remember that? It's actually a pretty good series.
Let's see. What can I recognize? Okay, there's the top panel there where she's holding up the Gorgon, Medusa. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was during Rucka's run.
Okay.
He was blind for 6 or 7 or 8 months.
Was that Diodato doing the art at that point?
No, that was Rucka and a variety of artists.
Okay.
It might have been... Mm-hmm. Who did Rags Morales? Maybe?
Oh, that's possible. Hmm.
Maybe. What else have we got there? We've got Cheetah. That looks like just a generic.
That's Perez version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got Wonder Woman and Superman fighting. Maybe.
That's way pre-crisis, though.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're flying together, so. She still has.
She's got the W breastplate.
Yeah,
in yellow.
That looks like an eagle. Too, because that's what it was originally. Was an eagle.
Yeah, I think that's.
And the wings covered her breasts. Not that I would ever look at something like that.
Well, that's a new 52 version of Wonder Woman. Oh, that's like Justice League where they're
the first time they came together. Yeah, exactly.
And then Death of Hippolyta and Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman, New 52-ish. I don't know what that is.
Fighting that might be that Trinity thing from recent.
No,
it's earlier, but that.
Nope. And then we've got Superman and Wonder Woman kissing. So lots of New 52-ish stuff.
So,
upside down one at the top. That's New 52 as well. Yeah. Oh, that's the current. That's for right now, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the difference, the main difference being, New 52 is silver and red instead of gold, and red, and blue.
Yeah.
So that's the main reason. Of course, Okay, so she's a fool, apparently, after she broke that. And, which, I guess that was like, it didn't really shatter like that. It just cracked it, but, so she's staring at the cracked image of herself, and I cannot for the life of me think of where it went wrong. The moment when who I was and who I am became so terribly divided. The moment when I lost myself. The moment when I forgot who I was. But my vision is clearing, and it shows her taking off for... Well, I always call it a tiara. And she's throwing that off. This is basically... She is shedding the New 52 outfit. And then she puts on something different. And then the artist changes.
Yeah, and, she's got to get ready for her movie.
Yes. Find where you stopped. Yeah, exactly. Very good point.
She's got to put on her movie clothes.
So,
sorry, that's how the music sounds to me.
Yeah. So she's got a new outfit on, and yeah, like he said, it looks more like the one from the movie. It's more old school. You got the eagle part of the armor that she's wearing. The head of the eagle's in the cleavage, but yet she's still got the two W's around her waist, back to the gold on around her head, and silver bracelets, the larger versions instead of the little itty-bitty ones, the original one, so kind of merging of the two. And
this is a huge amalgam. This costume is a huge amalgam of all different eras.
Yeah, she looks more like she's got Greek armor on than anything. Okay, I love it when I get, don't start that with me. I got some pop-ups, and it's like, you need to pay for this software. Not right now!
You're freaking up all over the place.
Okay, so she uses her God of War, thing, and she says Olympus now, and she apparently teleports there after putting on a flowing red cape. Like you tend to do when you're doing that superhero thing. So she's on Olympus. Like spotting a crack in an amphora or hearing a wrong note in a tune. And now I cannot help but see the flaws in the world around me. And she screams, "Host of Olympus, how is this? Is this how you greet one of your own? Or has that lie been laid bare too?" And you can see a minotaur behind her, which apparently is coming out of the thing. Oh, excuse me. Automatones, the work of Hephaestus, which I forget what the Greek, well, the Roman term for that character was. Prometheus, I think. The ones are sentries without reason or thought. They look like they're just, they're magic robots, basically. They can only do as they've been instructed. So one's attacking her. No remorse, no hesitation, no regret, no conscience, and they will never relent. So she's beating the crap out of it, and the three-headed dog Cerberus comes after her. The God of War is welcome to Olympics, or Olympus strives to murder a pretender, and she knocks them out with one shot. She gets an arrow shot at her. She catches it in flight. It's a centaur automaton. Where lies confronted, there are three choices: a mission, and thus honesty; perpetuation, and thus feeble deceit, much like our election. Or hostility, the child of fear. This lie is afraid. This is not Olympus. Change the story as much as you like. Wherever you are, you will not succeed. The lie is afraid of me. I will have the truth. It should be. So yeah, she's starting that, and that's pretty much it. That's where we left it. So like we said, it goes from there. She's traveling around in our current time, trying to figure out what is going on with her, who she is, who she's to become, so on and so forth.
And it, you know, being up to date on the book as I am, it is interesting to see that while they're separate storylines, they have Easter eggs for each of the other story. Each storyline contains an Easter egg for the other storyline. So
that's cool.
They're tied together. In some ways, year one, it's kind of setting up where the lies that she deals with and the truth and whatever else she has to deal with in the odd number issues.
Yeah. Well, that's
good. And DC was nice enough when they're bundling them as trades to bundle the odd issues together and then the even issues together. So
really?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah. I mean, I can almost see old school. They just bundle 1 through 6, 1 through 8, or, you know, 7 through 12, whatever. Not this time. Smart.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. So, what do we think, gentlemen?
I think... not much happened.
I don't think much happened either. It's more of a setup. It's not as much of a... I mean, there, a lot more happened in some of the other Rebirth titles, for sure.
I think the art was cool. I like Matt Clark much, much more than I like Liam Sharp, but I think Liam Sharp has his fans, and he likes the gig, and he's doing great work. It's not my taste, but it's good. Like, he does good stuff.
Yeah.
He does good stuff.
And they both draw, he and Nicholas Scott both draw fast enough that they can, you know, they can put out an issue a month, which, you know, the alternating, the alternating going between storylines helps them out. I have no idea how fast Matthew Clark is. I mean, he might be slow, fast, you know.
It seems like a good idea all the way around, so, for them.
It worked.
Yep. So
this was also the month after Darwin Cook died when this came out.
Yeah. I'm still
2016's almost over. It's almost over. Only another 28 days.
Yeah.
There you go.
4 weeks. Done. November 2017. That was someone pointed out. The sequel is not usually as good as the original.
What are we talking about?
Sorry, 2016.
Oh, okay.
I know. I switched gears completely.
Yeah, you totally threw me off on that one.
Yeah. The brain, she does a wander.
Nah, I understand completely. My brain was wandering right before that.
And if you look at, actually, to bring it back to Darwin Cook, if you look at this tribute that they posted in the comic, they used one of his drawings, and it has the Wonder Woman, and the breastplate is the same as the one she has switched over to in this Rebirth.
All right.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like the one from New Frontier.
Now she just needs the earrings. She needs to put the star earrings on.
Yeah.
Murray, can you get on that?
Oh, no, that is the New Frontier.
Yeah.
That is the cover of the Absolute Edition.
Oh, okay.
It's actually it's like, you know, they have the cardboard sleeve, and then you put the big book in. Well, that's what the cardboard sleeve, it looks like that wrap around. So that's what that is actually from.
Because he's Darwin Cook and he rocks.
Yeah, that was my very first Absolute Edition was New Frontier.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I love it. It's an awesome book. Awesome book. Loved it. So, gentlemen.
All right, we've done the full Trinity. We've done a Superman. We've done a Batman. We've done a Wonder Woman.
Yes, we did Batman.
That's true.
No, we did Detective Comics.
Detective, yeah.
Okay, I guess you're right. So, question while we're on the line here, we might as well just record it and talk about it. What do you think about covering the new X-Men title? Well, maybe not the new X-Men title, but either Death of X or the Inhumans versus X-Men that just started, like, issue zero. We haven't done Marvel in forever.
Yeah, we could do Inhumans versus...
At least
Inhumans versus X.
Yeah, at least the first one, anyway.
Because Death of X kind of blew.
What do you mean, blew?
Yeah, I haven't looked... I didn't hear great reviews.
Well, all you gotta do is read the what happened last time of that, and you don't need to read it. So that's what I did.
And I made the mistake of reading it. So
oh, you read that, did you?
My bad.
Was it that bad?
No, it wasn't that bad. I've read much worse comics. I've read much worse Bazooka Joe bubblegum wrappers. But it was. I've also read better Bazooka Joe bubblegum wrappers.
Did you guys hear the news that I think it's 20th Century Fox that has the rights to X-Men, right? And they did that X-Men Apocalypse thing, which I have, but have not actually watched yet. And I think Logan is the one they're working on now, or haven't finished it at least. But they announced that they're probably done with those movies. So, all of a sudden, you see, all those mutants were put down. They kind of put them in the background because they didn't really have the rights to them anymore. At least this is my opinion that's coming through here and the things that I've read and seen in snippets. So if I'm wrong, please correct me. And then now you hear, we already heard they're doing this Resurrection where they're bringing all these titles back, and you got the X-Men Blue and X-Men Gold and Generation X and so on and so forth. So all that's coming up, and then heard that. So it makes me wonder if something's happened and they're starting to get the rights back.
No, they just know what makes money.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll go there. I have to say I'm intrigued about the new X-Men title. I'm a conspiracy theorist sometimes about this stuff.
I would be happy to cover I versus X or whatever the hell it's called.
Okay. Yeah, there's a zero issue. Okay, we can do that. Sounds good to me.
Excellent.
All right, well, that's basically all I got.
Me too.
I'm wiped out. It's been a long week, man.
You've had a hell of a couple weeks.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Whew. Hell of a couple weeks.
But the good thing is, and it's been stressful, and there's a couple of times I wanted to, crawl on a fetal ball and cry, but I was reminded looking at Facebook that a year ago today, I was in a ICU unit with my father in a induced coma, and he'd almost bled to death from a pulmonary embolism. So, a lot better position now than I was then, because at that time they did not know what caused it. By the time they got him up there and got the bleeding stopped, he had a pint left, and he almost died more than once. And I spent my entire time sitting and sleeping right there in the ICU room with him. So, as bad as this week's been, it could be a lot worse.
Absolutely.
So
count your blessings from underwater.
Yeah, exactly.
Now that you have running water.
Yes, yes. And the sink is the kitchen sink drains so fast you can hear it. It's a beautiful sound.
Wow.
I mean, it just zips right on through there. We lost the downstairs shower, but we weren't using it anyway because it was leaking, which was part of this whole debacle. I spent a day last week in a meeting with hoping that nobody asked me a question because they were jackhammering the tiles up in the bathroom. So yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun. Yeah.
You're weathering the storm. I
yep. Doing good.
I admire that. Good job.
It's been tough, but we got through it, all of us together. That's one of the reasons, you know, my mom and dad and my sister and the three kids, that's all the other uncles and aunts and everything else we got, never really been around when you need them. They've done, you know, like my uncle wrote me a check for a bunch of action figures that he bought for his, you know, my cousin, and no place in town would cash it because he passed so many bad checks. I mean, things like that. You know, so the only ones I care about are those people. That's it. Everybody else, you know. So, anyway, that's about it. I'll quit rambling now. I'm just glad glad things are like they are. So.
Cool.
Yep. Well, all right then.
All right. So, well, happy Saturday, gentlemen.
Yes, you too.
Do your clothes, and we'll get out of your face.
All right. Yeah, I'm just checking things. I'm recording on two things, people. We'll get this. Hopefully, you're going to be hearing this because I got a double deal going on here. And if this doesn't work, oh man, I'm going to be mad. Anyway, as always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com and let us know what you think there. Or you can join us on our Facebook page that I have barely had time to even look at myself, let alone. But, you know, hey, you can still ask questions and come in and talk. It's good stuff. Or you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that is it for this week. There you go.